Hi, my name is Jim Fannin. I coach champions. Since 1974, I've coached the best in the world in life, business, and sports. And now I'm coaching you. So if you're seeking peak performance while eliminating worry, anxiety, doubt, and fear from your daily life, well, you've come to the right place. Join the tens of thousands of Zoniac performers that enjoy a life of simplicity, balance, and abundance. Your success is the only mission. The Jim Fannin Show starts right now. Awesome day, everyone. Welcome to the Jim Fannin Show. Yes, I am Jim Fannin, ABC, Always Be Coaching. This is a coaching show. We're here to help you be your genuine, authentic, best self. And if you're a peak performer, you're a high achiever, and you want to know how to put the zone on like an overcoat, you're in the right place. But you're also in the right place if you're overwhelmed with daily living. If you have worry, check out episode number one, all about worry, how to get rid of it in 7 days. But if you're confused, chaos, sometimes we just get lost in what we're doing. I've got pro golfers right now. They're lost in their own game. They're lost about their wedges, the right distances, the right club. They're lost in their swing. And you can get so into your sport, into your business, that you forget your entire life. It's easy because we've had so much information, so much coming at us in so many directions, from social media, from cell phone alone by itself, to the news and everything else. A lot of info. We're having information overload. This show is about how to go to higher ground. Are you ready for a trip? Because I'm fired up. It's time for a road trip. And we're going to my home state of Kentucky. My old Kentucky home. The Bluegrass State, well known for the Kentucky Derby. I always bet on the Derby every year. And most years I'm there on the red carpet. I love the Derby. Bourbon. Come on, the Bluegrass State. We got a lot of bourbon. But we're going to where I was raised in Appalachia. Muck Roberts Holler. From birth to third grade, I lived in a house that had a dirt floor, outhouse to go to the bathroom, well water. I never knew I was poor. You don't know what you don't know. But my grandfather was so instrumental in honing my entire well-being in my life. The roots that he helped me plant, the foundation, well, I'm still living that today, decades, decades later. Sometimes when you get lost, you can't see the forest for the trees. Now, my house in Appalachia, we were right next to the woods, and my grandfather, a Cherokee Indian, he was the moonshiner and also the sheriff of Letcher County. Letcher County, what a crazy name for a county, Letcher County. But my grandfather was showing me the way of the woods. And I walked in the woods with him when I was 6 years old all the time. He would show me things that I didn't even know were there. Just because the bushes don't move don't mean nothing's in there. What do you mean, Papa? You see that bush over there? It's not moving. And then he threw a rock at it and a rabbit. How'd you know that rabbit was in there? Just because the bushes don't move don't mean nothing's in there. I didn't know what that meant in my own personal life. I'm six. What do I know? Not much at that time. But he told me, sometimes, Jimmy, you can walk up into these woods and you can get turned around. You can get lost. But you're never lost. You just haven't found your way. You're never lost. You just haven't found your way. And then he did something, could have been child abuse, but it wasn't. It was well-intended. He took me into the woods about a mile, and then he blindfolds me. He's going to take me another half mile. He's going to turn me around. He's going to make sure Jimmy is lost in the woods. And when you find out that you're lost, the first thing you want to do, take you a big, deep breath. And I realized 50 years later, he was telling me to reboot, to breathe like a baby, to breathe. Just focus on breathing. You're not lost. You just haven't found your way. And then he said, adapt. What does that mean? Well, look around, turn around, see everything. See if you can find something familiar. And if you can't, then Jimmy, you need to go to higher ground. What's higher ground, Papa? You climb a rock, a big rock. You go up a little bit more up onto the hill, or you climb a tree. And from a higher place, you can look down, sometimes even look over the tree line. Maybe you can see a little smokestack. Maybe you can see where a valley was indented between the two mountains. If you go to higher ground, you might be able to find your way home. You'll see something familiar. Just because you don't know where you are, you're not lost. Jimmy, you just haven't found your way. And then he stopped and he said, now, Jimmy, you know what to do. You know exactly what to do. Now, I'm going to leave. I want you to count as high as you can. And when you can't count any higher, or you think that I'm gone, take the blindfold off, and I'll see you back at the house. Now, mind you, I'm a mile and a half away from home. Now, my grandmother wouldn't have put up with my grandfather leaving a little six-year-old in the woods. And he didn't leave. I didn't know that. He was always there. He was like a ghost in the woods. I couldn't hear him at all. And I remember the first time I took off my blindfold. I took a deep breath. I looked around to see if I see anything familiar. And I'm thinking, I just haven't found my way. I'm not lost. And then I went to higher ground. I saw something familiar. And I went back to the house. Now, from 6 years old to 10 years old, this scenario played out. My grandfather even took me into a cave, a sandstone cave, a lot of caves in eastern Appalachia, eastern Kentucky. And in the caves, he gave me a candle and a match. He did the same routine with the blindfold. You're not lost. You just haven't found your way. And then he said, light the match, light the candle, and wherever the wind blows, it's trying to get out too. Follow the wind. And in that scenario, as a young child, I've traveled the world and I'm not lost, but I've been confused, but I've always found my way. That gave me confidence that I'm okay. Thank you, Papa. Now, how many of you right now are lost? Lost in your golf game, lost. I've got a baseball player lost in the mechanics, forgetting that he throws baseballs to well-defined targets with late-breaking stuff. Energy on him backs up like a toilet, and now he's stressed out, overthinking, overtrying. How many of us today are lost? The banking system, lost. We have superstars, superstar tennis players, number one in the world, lost in everything that's happening. A John Morant, maybe the face of the NBA, definitely in a few years, a superstar. Who doesn't like to watch that guy ball? He is a zoniac, a true zone performer. But you can get lost in all of the other arenas of your life. And I've told this to every athlete. I've told this to every client. I know you play baseball, but you're more than a baseball player. I know you're a tennis player. You're more than a tennis player. You're a son. You're a father. You're a significant other, a husband, a boyfriend, a girlfriend. You're a friend. You got your own personal money. You got your own personal well-being. You're so much more than that primary arena that we have a tendency to put all of our happy eggs in one thing, and we get so immersed, we can wake up and we've got 3,000 thoughts. Our breathing's gone up past 20. And even though it seems like we got it all together, we're lost in a sea of thoughts, a sea of the past, a sea of the future, and we're just not aware in the moment. sometimes you need to get up and go to higher ground. And now let's check out a tool that's all about happiness. You want to know the secret of happiness? I know you do. There's no place I'd rather be than where I am right now. That is a mindset of a happy man. That's a mindset of a happy woman. There's no place I'd rather be than where I am right now. But what if I'm in a pile of horse manure? Well, there might be a horse to ride. I'm the eternal optimist. What if I'm in a really negative place? Well, I'm going to figure out how not to do that again, how not to get in that situation, how to avoid that condition. Happiness, no place I'd rather be than where I am right now. And the one thing I learned from my papa, you got to enjoy the journey. We laughed every day we walked in the woods, and we walked in the woods every day, and we were always smiling and laughing. Sometimes in the middle of a challenge, sometimes when you believe you're lost, you need to show some teeth, even laugh to yourself. I got this. I got this. No place I'd rather be than where I am right now. Use that mindset. Use that as a tool to help you be the best that you can be. Well, this email came in, and it is definitely pertinent to this show. I'm well organized. I'm definitely disciplined. I'm focused all my energy on what I'm doing. And it's at the time of the year of my industry where I need to really be a zone performer. But I'm struggling just to be happy. Well, you needed to get that happy, the whole thing about happiness of no place I'd rather be. But I think the key is you need to give some smiles to get some smiles. Be a smile influencer. And how do you do that? We've discovered about 3-4 years ago that inside of our brains, we have these neurons called mirror neurons. Mirror neurons. And sometimes when things aren't going well and our enjoyment level is low, what do? Smile. If I smile at you, even if I'm firing you from your job, you'll smile back and leave realizing, I can't believe I just got fired, with a smile on your face. Because it's monkey see, monkey do. If I smile, you smile. If I yawn, you yawn. Now we know why that happens. It's the neurons that we have. And I have a lot of clients who need to increase that enjoyment level. Give a smile, get a smile. One client, I wanted him to go out and collect 10 smiles. That means I'm going to smile and get you to smile. One of the fun things I love to do is in the airport, see the 6'6 guy who looks like the meanest, baddest cat on the planet. No smile, stoic. Everybody's giving him a wide berth in the airport. That's the guy I'm going to make smile. And I put a big smile on my face, and he gives a smile back, and I realize he's just a big old teddy bear. Give a smile, get a smile. That's the answer to this mailbox. My favorite living thing, the palm tree, outside of the human being, of course, but I love the palm tree. Here comes a hurricane. Here comes a verbal hurricane. Here comes a physical hurricane in your life. What do? You're lost in the woods. You're in Appalachia. You've looked around. You're not sure exactly what to do. What do? Well, you lower your breathing. Thank you, Papa. And you want to get your breaths down to 6 to 8 breaths a minute. The average person has 15 to 17 breaths a minute. But when we get lost, most of us in that situation, under those conditions and circumstances, the breathing starts to elevate. 18 breaths a minute, 19, 20, 21, 22. Now I get frustrated. Now I get impatient. Now I'm anguished, and now I have fear. Control your breathing. You'll control what's in front of you. So right now, in our palm tree segment, like we do every week, let's see if we can get some control of our breathing. I got my stopwatch. Put your feet on the ground. Sit up straight. Unhinge your jaw. You can't be in a zone state without your jaw unhinged. Shut your eyes. You're going to count your breaths. One inhale through your nose. One exhale is one. I'm going to count a minute on your mark. Let's see if you can get under 10, preferably 6 to 8. This will help you be a palm tree in life's hurricane. On your mark, get set, go. Peaceful. Present, tranquil, calm, mentally still. Do not force your breathing. It's an easy inhale, fill in the lungs. An easy exhale. Be present. Stop. So how many breaths? I would check that every day. The one thing we want to control, and the one constant we definitely want in our life, nobody, no person, no individual, no group setting, no situation, no condition, no circumstance increases your breathing. Control this. I control my breathing. No one else. Nothing external, nothing internal where I start thinking about a negative past. I will not allow that to change my breathing. I control my breathing. Once your breathing gets under control, definitely under 10 breaths a minute, preferably between 6 to 8 breaths a minute, the blood flows more efficiently. You now have more clarity. And you also, the blood goes to the large muscles, so you have inordinate quickness, speed, agility, and strength. Breathe. Be the palm tree in life's hurricanes. So here we are on the road of life, and you're in your car, and we all have different cars. Some of you are in Bentley. Some of you may be in an old clunker, but we're still souls having amazing human experiences. The road of life. And then you come up to the 24/7 all night diner called the Zone Cafe. We ain't talking fast food. These are brain nutrients that we all possess and we all need. Now we're cooking up these nutrients. I want you to choose only one and drive away. And your awareness of what you need will fix it 9 out of 10 times. Do you need self-discipline? Have you been lost in life? Maybe you don't have a blueprint. Maybe you don't have a plan at all. Maybe you don't even have projections for the second quarter for your small business. What's the plan? And do you have patience? Do you have persistence? And if you need self-discipline, well, we got a big, big bucket of self-discipline. Put it in the car and drive it away. But maybe you do have a plan. But maybe you meander mentally. Maybe you go off-road sometimes and struggle to get back on track. Maybe you're not focused like a cheetah on a hunt that hasn't eaten in a couple of weeks. If you need some concentration, we've got a bag of it. If that's what you need, you want to hold your focus longer, put that in the car of life and drive away. But maybe you are disciplined. Maybe you're focused. But maybe you got a little seed of doubt. You need some optimism. Well, we got a platter of optimism, which will give you confidence, expectancy, and a sense of knowing that everything's going to be all right. Optimism, that'll help your endorphins to give you that feel-good chemical that nothing will go wrong. But maybe you need the palm tree. Maybe you need to chill out. Maybe you need relaxation, a big cool drink of it to let your shoulders relax, your jaw relax, and so you could be more at peace, even in the middle of a marathon race. But maybe you need to laugh a little bit. Maybe you need to put a little pep in your step, and maybe you need to start smiling a little bit more, showing a little more teeth. You decide what you need. The Zone Cafe's here. Choose your need and take it away with you. What's the missing link to help you put the zone on like an overcoat? And once you're in this purposeful, calm feeling, you will be at your best. And I want you to be at your best, not just in your sport, not just in your golf game, not just when you're on the baseball diamond or the gridiron or on the hardwood. No, I want you to be in that positive zone state in everything you do. Be in the zone. You know it's the only place to be. And now we're at the final word. At the top of the show, we talked about, are you lost in life? Do you have too many thoughts bouncing around? Are you spending way too much time in the past and in the future and very little time looking people in the eye, long enough to discern their eye color? And if that's where you are right now, well, the final word is going to help you go to the higher place. Going to a higher place will help you get up above all the chaos and have more clarity in your life. But from a higher ground, you can now look at the different segments in your life, and you can look at them with less emotion. Let's go down now from this higher place, and let's go inside your house, and let's see your relationship, your significant other. That's an arena of your life that can be blessed, amazing, bountiful, and happy. But if things aren't clicking and things are in disarray, that arena of your life can disrupt everything else. How's your relationship? Do you have a vision? Does 1 + 1 = 3? You and I together equals more than apart? And now let's get back up in a higher ground position. And let's look back into your house again. But instead of looking at your significant other, let's look at your parenting arena. Are you the best parent you can be? Do you have a blueprint for your kids? Are you helping them be the best they can be? And what do they need? Do they need more discipline? Do they need more focus? Do they need more confidence? Do they need to chill out? Are they worrying? And from a higher ground, we can also look at the arena called our friends. Birds of a feather flock together. My mom always said, if your friends are doing something you don't like, that's who you are. That was an eye-opener when I learned about that when I was about 10 or 11. Your friends are mirror images of who you are. Look at all the arenas of your life. See the vision of each arena. And now for us adults, let's look into your bank account. I know there's some banking challenges today. How's your personal finance? Do you have a blueprint? Are you on top of it? Are you saving a little bit of your cash? Are you socking it away? Are you prepared for the future? Do you have a budget? Go back up into higher ground. Let's look upon your life again. How's your brothers and sisters? Now, I'm an only child, but I'll sit this one out. But for all you siblings, do you know their vision? Do you know their goals? Do you know their children's birthdays? Do you know their children, your nieces and nephews, their visions and goals? How's your relationship? You know, my dad never looked at this arena during his adult life. He was estranged from my uncle, his only brother. They didn't talk for 43 years. Are you kidding me? go to higher ground. But look now upon your life and see which one of these arenas need more attention. All my clients go to higher ground minimum once a week. Some of them do it daily. I go to mine daily. Because you're more than a tennis player. You're more than a baseball player. You're more than a great golfer. You're more than a business person. You're more than a salesperson. You have a holistic life. How's your self arena? Can you get up above and look at that? How's your wellness? Are you healthy? Do you have things that are bothering you that you just ignore? How's your wellness? Do you need to lose 20 pounds? Sometimes we need to get up above the fray. We can get lost in our primary arena, not our most important necessarily, but that one arena where we spend an inordinate amount of time, energy, even money. And that can glaze our minds over and we can get lost and not think about our significant other, not think about our kids, not think about our friends, and not think about our own wellness. How many people have I coached where they put all their happy eggs in one basket? And I'm telling you, that's not a great investment. I coach champions, and I coach champions that are great bankers. I've coached men and women that were champion salespeople. But are you a true champion? Now, that's a different champion. That's a one percenter, maybe a half a percenter. Are you the best you can be in every life arena? Which parts of your life do you pay a little more attention to? Do you need to? Which one is demanding your attention that you put your head in the sand like an ostrich to ignore it? You're going to wake up one day. Your wife's going to be gone. Your kids, you're not going to have a communication with them. I have many clients that have come to me initially, even billionaires that aren't happy. I've talked about on the show. How is that possible? Putting too many happy eggs in one basket, that's not your best investment. This show is about going to higher ground, getting up above the fray. Relax and enjoy your life. And don't forget to smile. Give a smile and get a smile. Make small changes not only in your own dopamine and your own enjoyment level, but spread the joy. And last, come on, we got to enjoy the journey. Bad day? Zoniacs? I don't think so. I coach champions, and that's why I'm coaching you. So Zoniacs, let's get fired up. Let's have an awesome day, an awesome week. This time next week, we'll be back learning everything about the zone and also understanding how you can be your genuine, authentic, best self in all aspects of your life. Next! Thanks for joining me today on the Jim Fannin Show. And as a returning or new Zoniac peak performer, it's here that goals are reached and dreams come true. So if you're ready to step into the zone of champions to become your genuine, authentic best self and all you do, join me here next time on the Jim Fannin Show, where I'll help unlock your full potential. And in the meantime, learn more about me and my SCORE success system at www.jimfannin.com. Follow me on all my social media platforms. And if you have questions about the show or its subject matter, email me at askjim@jimfannin.com. askjim@jimfannin.com. askjim@jimfannin.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers.